In the headlines, residents at Silver Hill Christ Church remember Laquane Morris as investigations continue into his death at Lodge Road on Tuesday night. The fight for reparations continues as a new strategy is outlined by the CARICOM Secretariat. Another political party gives their remedy for the crime situation in Barbados. A team of students create a groundbreaking educational mobile game. And direct flights between Africa and the Caribbean may soon be a reality. Plus, coming up in sports at 12:40, the West Indies fighting back against Australia at Kensington Oval. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
Police are continuing their investigations into the death of 35-year-old Laquane Morris, who died at Lodge Road on Tuesday night after an alleged collision with a car while he was riding a motorcycle. His death has not yet been listed officially as a road fatality, but termed an unnatural death, following initial reports by the Barbados Police Service. Sources have indicated an autopsy is on the way to verify the cause of death as police appeal to the public for more information on the incident. When Starcom Network News visited the area, there was no activity at the residence and neighbours remained tight-lipped. However, one resident, speaking on condition of anonymity, spoke briefly on the late Morris.
Laquane was a good guy and he also tried to help his mom and sisters and like that. And he's a good guy in the community. I see about 2 days before. And you know, he didn't look like happy to disturb none of that, huh? Right? So that's all I could put to you.
That's a resident of Silver Hill Christ Church. Well, the youth violence in Barbados is not just an issue of crime, but has now become a public health emergency. This assertion has come from the United Progressive Party, and they have reiterated the need to stem the flow of illegal guns and their call for government to introduce more social programs across the country. In a statement released earlier, UPP spokesperson Veronica Price outlined a series of measures to combat the ongoing situation.
Let's provide wraparound social services that support both parents and children. This is about more than crime. It's about restoring hope, improving quality of life, and giving every Barbadian youth a fair chance at a future. We cannot afford to lose another generation to crime. Let's choose the path of investment, intervention, and transformation. Let's raise a Barbados where our youth thrive, not just survive. Let's provide a Barbados that is the preferred place to work, to live, and to do business.
The voice of the UPP's spokesperson, Veronica Price. A team of students have unveiled an innovative mobile game aimed at transforming how Barbadians, especially the youth, learn about their history and culture. Speaking at the We Gathering Ideas Forum in St. George, the developers explained that traditional ways of learning often fail to capture the attention of younger audiences who now spend several hours daily on digital services. In a presentation on behalf of the team, Keisha Hunt said the game is designed not only for students and teachers, but anyone who wants to explore Barbados heritage. She says that many Barbadians are not only using these games, but ones that are online that cost thousands of dollars.
Echoes of BIM fulfills the need of the government and the youth by merging the need for cultural, historical awareness and entertainment in a digital form. Echoes of BIM is a mobile game which incorporates features of a virtual reality and immersed storytelling to effectively educate users about the history of Barbados. Echoes of BIM services are catered to students, teachers, historical buffs, gamers, tourists, and Caribbean cultural enthusiasts. These are individuals who are interested in learning about Barbados' history and culture by using conventional tools which strive to blend education, tourism, and entertainment to further enable and enrich minds.
That's the student app developer, Kenesha Hunt. Meantime, Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman has already expressed interest in partnering with the project to support educational reform. He says Barbados must reimagine its educational system to reflect both its culture and the realities of modern technology. He praised the team for blending education and culture and hailed the idea as both timely and necessary.
The ministry right now is in the process of a transformation exercise, reforming the curricula. And part of that exercise requires of us to reimagine how do we teach education in a modern Barbados with our values, ideas, bringing to the fore who we are. And you've outlined in a very clear way how you can do that. The second aspect that is pleasing is that entertainment, of course, is part of who we are as a people. And for therefore, the education system and the ministry, I want to work with you to see how we can build it out.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, in the Lunchtime Edition. Iran's supreme leader downplays the impact on United States airstrikes on his country's nuclear program. In his first public statement since the ceasefire began, Ayatollah Ali, Iran's supreme leader, dismissed the recent strikes as failing to accomplish anything significant. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth countered the assessment, maintaining that the strikes have dealt a serious blow to Iran's nuclear alibis.
If you want to make an assessment of what happened at Fordow, you better get a big shovel and go really deep, because Iran's nuclear program is obliterated. And somebody somewhere is trying to leak something to say, oh, with low confidence, we think maybe it's moderate. Those that dropped the bombs precisely in the right place know exactly what happened when that exploded. And you know who else knows? Iran. That's why they came to the table right away, because their nuclear capabilities have been set back beyond what they thought were possible.
Well, the head of the CIA has said that U.S. airstrikes have severely damaged Iran's nuclear facilities and has also set them back years, diverging from a leaked intelligence report that angered the President Donald Trump by downplaying the raid's impact. John Ratcliffe, the U.S. Spies Agency director, said key sites had been destroyed, though he stopped short of declaring that Iran's nuclear program had been eliminated outright. In the region, the prospect of regular scheduled flights connecting Africa and the Caribbean are becoming increasingly likely. This according to the acting head of the Africa Export-Import Bank in the Caribbean. Speaking at Afreximbank's 32nd annual general meetings in Bridgetown, the gentleman expressed strong confidence that solutions for direct air travel between the two regions are on the horizon. Mr. Irijiki, who leads Afreximbank's Barbados-based office, highlighted that financial institutions' efforts to foster stronger trade links will be beneficial for both territories. Afreximbank is actively encouraging Caribbean businesses to participate in the fourth intra-African trade schedule for September in Algiers. To facilitate this, Afreximbank is exploring the possibility of organizing a direct charter flight from the Caribbean to Africa in demand for this meeting. Our top stories. Residents of Silver Hill Christ Church remember Laquane Morris as investigations continue into his death at Lodge Road on Tuesday night. The fight for reparations continues as a new strategy is outlined by the CARICOM Secretariat, another political party giving their remedy for the crime situation in Barbados. A team of Barbadian students create groundbreaking educational mobile game. And direct flights between Africa and the Caribbean may soon be a reality. Coming up in sports, the West Indies make a grand fight back against Australia right here at Kensington Oval. This has been the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest news with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.